Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's the voice of Adrian Wojnarowski talking about players feeling pressured to come back and play. And that's a fascinating idea. Let's get out to the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and there we find Shams Charania. Good morning, Shams. How are you?
Morning, Shams.
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well.
How's yeah, we're day? Holding up. What do you make of all of it? What do you think's going to happen? Is there reluctance on the part of some players? I imagine anybody with any sort of an underlying condition would be hesitant about this, but it's interesting to hear what Adam Silver has to say, to hear what a guy like Shaq has to say, to just listen to the tone and kind of the vibe around the NBA.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, the league office, the owners, the vast majority of players, they do want to return to play. They do want to have an end of the season, whether that's straight into the playoffs or a quick regular season, and then you go into the playoffs. For the players, it's an opportunity to gain your salary. For the league, it's $1 to $2 billion in revenue that would be lost if the NBA is unable to return to play. So, you know, I spoke to a lot of people who were on that call on Friday. I was reporting on that call on Friday, and you know, several things came up, and it was really an eye-opening call for the players that I spoke to, because Adam Silver laid out there to them that 40% of the league's revenue comes from the fans and attendance and everything that comes from having spectators. And if the NBA is without that next season and to finish this year, that's the NBA is going to be looking at a significant financial chunk off their BRI, their basketball-related income. And so it's a grim financial state that the NBA is potentially in. But listen, this is the whole world at this point, and the NBA is just trying to find a way that it can safely bring its players back. And a lot of that will start by testing. And as I reported on Friday, a protocol that Adam Silver is hopeful for and the league is hopeful for, which is that if they do return and a player does test positive for coronavirus, the NBA would then, you know, continue to administer daily tests, but isolate that player in quarantine and still have no stoppage of play. And I think that was very, very critical, probably the most critical thing Adam Silver said.
Shams, in your reporting on Friday, in the follow-ups over the weekend, have you found that players are receptive because of the way that Adam Silver addressed their fears that you're speaking of? Because that is one of the biggest concerns. Obviously, we're talking about the baseball proposal this week. We're talking about the NBA. And we're obviously with the NFL in August kind of wanting to resume. The fear for their safety and what happens if there is a positive test, all these things, do you think those were allayed by the NBA to the players' satisfaction?
I don't think that there is even a point, David, of having proposals to lay out to the players. I think it's been a lot of general conversation. I mean, from owners and people that I speak to, they'd love to have a July start, begin to transition these players back into some level of a training camp by mid to late June. But that's all generalities. I haven't gotten a sense that that's anything that the NBA can even lay out there to the players. At the end of the day, they want mass testing to be available and being able to administer daily tests. I don't think the NBA feels it is morally, you know, allowed to do so at this point when there's still most of the country that's still dealing with not being able to get testing. That's a very, very significant factor in all this.
I think one of the most amazing things about this, and there's talk about the Bundesliga in Germany coming back very soon, I believe the weekend. They've already had players that have tested positive, and they move them into quarantine, and they just keep going. And that seems to be one of the big questions that is just hanging out there. Like, would you just put players in quarantine and stay at it with everyone else? The idea that you'd have to test on a daily basis, you'd have to be taking temperatures every day, you know, the two-week period that you'd need, how would that affect the team? It just seems like there's so much uncertainty and so many other questions that come from it. It just comes down to you're either going to go forward or not, right?
No question, and that's what everyone around the league, you know, if there is any hesitancy, it's about that, is that we want answers. We would rather have a decision, a side we're going to go down or path we're going to go down rather than this, like, unknown game that still probably will exist. As Adam Silver told the players on Friday, it'll likely go into June. And so, you know, the only quarantine that I've heard, like, again, Adam Silver told the players that it is safer in 1 to 2 locations, whether that's Disney World in Orlando or Las Vegas, rather than flying around and going to different practice facilities to play games. So with that out of the way, it's what are the protocols when you're in that city? Let's say they decide on Disney World or Las Vegas. You know, do you, you know, prevent players from playing again if they leave the bubble? There's so many different theories. I don't think the NBA and its Players Association wants to go down that medical bubble route where you're going to literally be, you know, confining players into staying in a city and not allowing them to leave the hotel. I don't think they're going to be going that extreme, but I do think there needs to be some level of measures put into place to make sure that, you know, there's no spread of the virus if they do end up coming back in a certain city. But listen, if a player gets it, I think Adam Silver's best hope is that they can still have daily testing and at worst case have a 2-day break for the league and then resume play.
Sean's, one of the things that came out of this weekend, which surprised me, and you're all over it, so maybe you could clarify this, it seems as if either way, whatever happens with the remainder of this season in the playoffs, that the NBA and Adam Silver would like to begin each season on Christmas Day. Now, that is next season because of the delays in this one, but also moving forward, that would be the new opening day for the NBA. Is that correct? And what do you think the response would be?
I haven't heard that that is the plan for many, many years to come, but there's no question, as I reported last week, that December 25th is the date that the league has started to target for the start of 2020-21. And, you know, part of that has to do with the potential delay of this season. Part of that also has to do with pushing back the season as late as possible, seeing if they can have fans in the stands come December 25th. And also just the general appeal of the Christmas Day start. And this is the perfect opportunity to introduce that to the world, to the United States, and for the NBA fans. And so I wouldn't go as far as to say that is the plan for many years to come, but I do think that that has become an idea that's gained a lot of momentum and for like the variety of reasons I just mentioned.
I thought it was fascinating. You reported that Silver is projecting a 1-year timetable on a vaccine, which means that this is going to be kind of hanging over their head no matter what decision they make. And he told the players that no decision will be risk-free. So I think that is – listen, you know, we sit here and talk about a second wave. Are we beyond the first wave? We don't even know that yet.
No question. And that is the risk that Adam Silver and the Players Association spoke about on Friday. You know, one question I was told that Adam Silver asked the players is how much risk is worth it? And that is something that the league and its PA are going to have to decide how much, you know, with all this uncertainty, they still don't feel like they know enough about the virus or you know, enough, not more than they even knew on March 11th when they shut down.
Right.
All we know is that cases have risen. Deaths have risen. And so when you put all those factors into play, you know, how much risk is worth it? And that ultimately will be the question that the NBA will need to ask, you know, as they roll around into June and any potential decision.
So, Shams, while we wait for answers at the league level, the Bulls have taken advantage of this pandemic and kind of hit reset on their front office, and they've made a lot of moves, and they sort of have added to it. And now we have a new chief decision maker, vice president with Arturis Karnišovas, and we have Mark Eversley as the new general manager. What is your overall impression of the way the Bulls have taken advantage of this time off and the moves that they've made?
You know, I thought they interviewed you know, as far as skill sets, a diverse group of head candidates. I think, you know, all the guys that were, you know, considered initially, when you look at, you know, obviously Arturis Karnishevich got the job, Chad Buchanan of Indiana, Bobby Webster of Toronto, Adam Simon of Miami, three or four didn't interview, but I thought that initial list, the diversity of skill set that existed between those guys, you know, from talking to people around the league, it was, you know, it was known. And so I think that, you know, clearly they, you know, Michael Reinsdorf and the Bulls understood that there would need to be a change, and there needed to be a more modern 2020 sense. And you know, Arturis Karnishevich commands and has a leadership presence, and the hope is that it can percolate throughout the front office. And you have depth in your front office. You have a level of communication that hasn't existed in the front office. You know, in today's front office, you need to have that 24/7 communication from your lead decision maker to the, you know, sixth, fifth, seventh guy in your front office. And I think that was very important for the Bulls to develop.
If they were to continue playing as Boylan out, I mean, it's kind of difficult to change a coach right now, but it's also difficult to imagine him still coaching.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do think what the Bulls will do is use this time, like David said, in this pandemic to continue to, see what their front, you know, what their front office is going to look like, what their coaching staff is going to look like. I just don't see a decision until after the NBA okay. has made its decision, because it's hard, you know, if you end up parting ways with the coach, you bring in someone else. You know, you're looking at, let's say they throw all these teams back out for five games. It really isn't sensible to, you know, then have a new coach in place for five games and roll it over. I think, you know, finish off what this 1920 season is. And then at that point, you know, the Bulls aren't the only team that is in this position. There's several teams across the league right. that I think, you know, as you go into mid to late June, are going to need to figure out with the league office's help, like, what do we do if we have coaches that we need to make decisions on, if we have front office people or coaching staff personnel that have their contracts coming up.
So, Shams, before we let you go, this week we're waiting on the Major League Baseball proposal to be posed to players and owners alike. What is the next step? What is the next big story, do you think, at the NBA level?
You know, I think the NBA will continue to have, you know, Adam Silver will continue to have meetings with his owners, with GMs, with players, and I don't think there's going to be a decision in the next week, 2 weeks. But again, like, this stuff is all so fluid. It's crazy. Just, you know, in a week and a half, we were supposed to be at the, you know, NBA draft lottery and the combine and all these events that are being postponed. And I do think that the that the NBA, you know, that they will, you know, that they will come up with some kind of a way also to help teams manage with their draft situation.
Hey, thanks a ton. Really appreciate your time, Shams. Really great insight in this stuff.
Thanks, Shams. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Take
it.
Care.
Shams Sharina, I got to tell you something. That guy is so locked in. And just reading his story the other day about that conference call was fantastic, because there's so many little issues that have to be addressed, and he just went through them via bullet point. And, you know, I got a lot of faith in Adam Silver. I think they're really right. thinking this thing through.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.